Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, I Am With You.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Rejoice, O young one, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, the vision of your eyes. Yet understand that as regards all this, God will bring you to judgment. Ward off grief from your heart, and put away trouble from your presence, though the dawn of youth is fleeting. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun is darkened, and the light, and the moon, and the stars, while the clouds return after the rain, when the guardians of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the grinders are idle because they are few, and they who look through the windows grow blind, when the doors to the street are shut, and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are suppressed, and one fears heights and perils in the street, when the almond tree blooms, and the locust grows sluggish, and the caperberry is without effect. Because human beings go to their lasting home, and mourners go about the streets. Before the silver cord is snapped, and the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the broken pulley falls into the well, and the dust returns to the earth as it once was, and the life breath returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, all things are vanity. Just 10 days ago, I celebrated a birthday, the annual prompt to reflect on my life. And as the number of years climbs higher and higher, on my mortality. Today's first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes prompts a similar reflection. Its 10 verses paint a decidedly bleak picture of old age, with a few verses on youth suggesting that youth is a time for gladness and a carefree attitude, though wary of the judgments to come. From my own lived experience, I beg to differ somewhat. The days of my youth surely held lots of gladness, but we also had a substantial share of grief. It happens that the years of the U.S. participation in World War II, from Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941, to VJ Day in August 1945, were exactly my high school years. Yes, I am that old. While we did not suffer anywhere near that of other countries, in that the fighting did not happen on our land, for example, blackouts were drills. In other countries, they were actual bombings. Yet, the pall cast over all of life at that time was considerable for us. Boys going off to fight in places we had never before even heard of. Our brothers, our neighbors, cousins, friends. When my family received the dreaded telegram telling us that one of my brothers, James, age 19, was killed with the Marines in the South Pacific, I was 16, and my life, like so many others, was changed forever. Grief colored whatever gladness we young people also did know. The same is true today. Things like social media, the pandemic, and vast cultural changes of all sorts have left our youth anxious and depressed. Recently, the TV program 60 Minutes devoted a whole segment to the prevalence of suicide among the youth of our country. Again, the gladness and the carefree spirit associated with youth is profoundly marred by the experience of sadness and losses now of a new kind. Ecclesiastes then presents a picture of old age, so grim that as one now in that season of life, I find it more than a little intimidating and not exactly accurate, or at least not the whole picture. Diminishments, yes. Severe illnesses for many, yes. Many losses, plenty of sadness and suffering of all sorts, yes. But also love and generosity of family and friends, beauty, even in unlikely places. An invitation to those who are able to reflect on that which, or rather who it is, who weaves both grief and gladness into the tapestry that we call the stories of our lives, where the thread of gladness ultimately prevails. For believers, for Christian disciples, the reverse side of that tapestry of our life stories reveals the face of Jesus the Christ, who has told us to pay attention, as he does in today's gospel, to pay attention to the unfolding of the Paschal mystery, the repeated dyings and risings in each of our own lives and in the life of the whole of creation, together, all magnificently and mysteriously interconnected. Together, we move to gain that wisdom of heart cited in today's responsorial psalm. Paying attention to the Paschal mystery unfolding, we also find ourselves over and over again amazed by an awareness of that never-failing presence, with a capital P. The one who told us often, "I am with you always, through all the seasons of your life, always with you."